Picture yourself in a remote area without telephones, without electricity, without an access to a computer, to the web. Would you be able to survive without it? Yes, you would, but you would be isolated, completely isolated from the rest of the world. So radio tries to fulfill that gap by keeping people up to date on what is happening locally, nationally, but then even internationally. The first thing that we have to understand is that there is a distinction between urban commercial radio and rural radio. Rural radio, first of all, is a radio for the rural areas. But what's more important is that it's a radio that speaks local language. And it's for local interest, local information, local coverage. The main aspect of the rural radio is that it actually responds to the needs, the information and communication needs of the rural people. The radios have a huge task for them, a responsibility that is quite important for the rural people.
Could you give me some examples of how radio is used in these communities?
The rural radio has a methodology of its own, basically a methodology which builds on the oral tradition of rural communities. So in this case, the dialogue, discussions, debates are very important for people. And in a way, the radio acts as an extension of this oral tradition. The radio is also seen sometimes as a village telephone. It's a useful tool for people to communicate with relatives or friends in other villages who cannot be reached either by phone or by mail. So the only way to do it is just to put an ad on the radio, and people will also hear what these friends or relatives have to say.
How is community radio important for development?
Community radio is important for development because it's a communication tool which has to promote issues regarding agriculture, about gender equality, credit, market access, and so forth. It is also a rare occasion for people from the village to gather together in the same place and discuss these issues. And once these debates are facilitated, there are excellent chances for, you know, for people to arrive together at solutions or at least find alternatives to solve a certain problem. There was a particular project in Niger, which dealt with the National Agricultural and Livestock Census. One of the problems in the preparation of the census itself was actually to inform people about the objectives of the census. It was important, very important, to inform people in advance of what they were expected to do, so that when the officers from the Statistics Institute would come and visit them, they would be prepared not only with the answers, but also in knowing why there was a census going on.